From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The top U.S. general in Afghanistan is said to be offering a grim assessment of the war there. According to the Washington Post, General Stanley McChrystal says in a confidential report that without additional forces, the war against insurgents will end in failure. It's now under review by President Obama, who is deciding whether to send more American troops. Mr. Obama said Sunday that he wants to determine the proper strategy before committing more troops.
My most important job is to keep us safe, and Al-Qaeda is still trying to do us harm. But B, every time I sign an order, I'm answerable to the parents of those young men and women who I'm sending over there, and I want to make sure that it's for the right reason.
President Obama was speaking on CNN, one of several major networks that aired interviews with him on Sunday. McChrystal is expected to ask for a troop increase in the coming weeks to stem gains by a resurgent Taliban. The 24-year-old Colorado man the FBI arrested Saturday night as part of a terrorism investigation has allegedly admitted to having explosives training with Al-Qaeda. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston has more.
The FBI spent 3 days last week questioning a Denver-area shuttle bus driver named Najibullah Zazi. He was arrested alongside his father. Both were charged with lying to federal authorities. Another associate of Zazi's from Queens, New York, was also taken into custody for lying to FBI agents. NPR has learned through two law enforcement sources with direct knowledge of the case that seven other men linked to Zazi were arrested last week in New York. It's unclear what they've been charged with. But officials allege the men tried to rent a large U-Haul truck 2 weeks ago. When the FBI asked them about it, the men denied they tried to rent the truck. A manager at the U-Haul site allegedly identified the men from an FBI photograph. It's unclear whether law enforcement officials think the truck was supposed to be used in some kind of terrorist attack. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
Space Shuttle Discovery is heading back to the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. The shuttle departed Edwards Air Force Base in California Sunday morning, attached to the top of a modified Boeing 747 jumbo jet. From member station WMFE, Judith Smelzer reports.
The aircraft carrying Discovery made two refueling stops in Texas before landing at Barksdale Air Force Base in Shreveport, Louisiana, to spend the night. NASA hopes to fly the shuttle the rest of the way back to Florida with no additional stops. The 2,500-mile journey is costing the space agency about $1.8 million. Discovery landed at Edwards Air Force Base in California on September 11th because of bad weather near its home base at Kennedy Space Center. The shuttle had spent almost 2 weeks in space and traveled more than 5.7 million miles on its mission to the International Space Station. For NPR News, I'm Judith Smelser in Orlando.
Stocks were trading slightly lower in Monday trading in Asia. Trading was sluggish because many markets are closed for public holidays. This is NPR. A Canadian Army officer will face a court-martial for killing a wounded and unarmed Afghan insurgent almost a year ago. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, it's the first case of its kind since Canada sent troops to Afghanistan 7 years ago.
Captain Robert Semra will face charges of second-degree murder, attempted murder, negligence, and behaving in a disgraceful manner. He was involved in a battle last October in which British troops, along with Afghan soldiers and their Canadian mentors, were defending Lashkargah, the capital of Helmand Province, from a prolonged attack by Taliban insurgents. The murder charges relate to an incident in which Allied troops recaptured one district. Captain Semra was allegedly seen firing his rifle at a wounded and unarmed insurgent. Canada's Defense Department has not yet set a court-martial date for the 35-year-old officer. He has remained with his regiment at a base near Ottawa under strict court-imposed conditions. News of the court-martial comes at a time of growing unhappiness among Afghans over the number of civilians who are dying at the hands of U.S. and NATO-led troops, most of them from airstrikes. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
AMC's Mad Men and NBC's 30 Rock led the way at last night's Emmy Awards in Los Angeles. Mad Men won the Best Drama Award for a second time, and 30 Rock took Best Comedy for a third year in a row. 30 Rock's creator, Tina Fey, told reporters backstage that she wasn't so sure that favorable predictions would pan out.
The internet is always wrong. So that we were seen being deemed a favorite on the internet, I was like, oh, we're dead. We're so dead. And the night was full of sort of interesting and unexpected things, and I thought that didn't bode well for us.
Fey lost to Australia's Toni Collette for the Best Comic Actress Award. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.